Welcome to the show, everybody. Saturday afternoon baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, and another matchup between the Tortugas and your hometown Jupiter Hammerheads. Walter Works with you on the call live on MILB.com, the Jupiter Hammerheads baseball radio network. And today, it's another one between the Tortugas and the Hammerheads. Tortugas picking up their 15th win of the season yesterday. Hammerheads picking up their 21st win of the season. How did that happen, you ask? Well, we had a doubleheader Friday at the stadium yesterday. How about that? We played two. The Hammerheads taking the first game, Tortugas taking the second game, as both teams try to climb up the Florida State League East standings. A full slate of games for you today, here and everywhere else. We'll check your out-of-town scoreboard in a couple of moments. Let's get to your starting lineups. Let's look at the Tortugas. Leading things off is Hector Rodriguez, playing center field. In the second spot is Carlos Jorge. He's playing second base. Batting third is Sal Stewart, the third baseman. In the cleanup spot is Cam Collier. He's the designated hitter. Cade Hunter, the catcher, batting sixth. Batting seventh is Yerlin Confidant. Batting seventh is Ariel Almonte at right field. Batting eighth is Yasiel Pino, the first baseman. Batting ninth is Yan Contreras, the shortstop. On the mound for the Tortugas is Mason Palillo. And for the Hammerheads, Yoenil Serrano on the mound for the Hammerheads with a 11.57 ERA, three strikeouts, and just two innings of work. First pitch is underway. And the first ball thrown to Rodriguez called strike one. An exciting day for baseball. Picture perfect weather. Rodriguez making contact, bloops this right over to the center fielder. Easy play there in left field for Luttrell. So Rodriguez quickly retired on a pop-up. So Serrano on the mound. A lot of eyes on him from San Felix, Venezuela. Picked up as a free agent in 2021, the 19-year-old righty. Carlos Jorge up next. He's in the two spot, batting 336 with three dingers and 13 ribbies, playing second base for the Tortugas. A lot of stock in Jorge as Carlos bloops this one over the head of the second baseman, charging to get it as Caballero McCants had no shot at it. Jorge from Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic, picked as a free agent in the 2021. So Jorge's up with a stand-up single. He gets on to first. One out here, top of the first. Sal Stewart up next, third baseman for the Tortugas. Here comes the first pitch to Stewart. Runner's going to go, and he's going to be in there by a mile. So a stolen base attempt successful by Jorge. He gets on to second. So Tortugas being aggressive early on this edition of late afternoon Saturday baseball. How about that? Here comes the 1-0 to Sal Stewart. Serrano on the mound. And this one outside and away. Nice job by Prater getting to it before it got passed by him. Tortugas winning last night's game 1-0. Barely getting by. A nail biter. A barn burner. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to Stewart. Outside, ball three. The count on this Kids Club Saturday. We got the bouncy house in full effect here at the Dean. Here comes the 3-0 to Stewart. And this one catches the outside corner of the plate. Stewart not happy with the call. He's going to challenge it. And he wins the challenge. So Stewart goes to first on four straight balls. So Stewart's on first. Jorge's on second. Cam Collier, a lot of power. When you think about Collier, that's why he's in that cleanup spot. Just batting .211, two home runs, 12 RBIs. Here comes the first pitch to Collier. Outside, ball one. I'm so excited for some Saturday baseball. That's what we got here, the Tortugas and the Hammerheads. Second to last game of the series. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. And downstairs and away, ball two. Just one out here, top of the first inning. Tortugas come into this game 15-22 on this early part of the season. And here comes the 2-0 pitch to Collier. And the runners are going to go. It's a double steal attempt. Foul tipped, so they're going to go back to their bags. Count's going to go 2-1 to Cam Collier. Collier from Chicago, Illinois, went to Chipola College. That's in Florida. Picked in the first round of the 2022 draft. A lot of potential. All the talent in the world when you think about Cam Collier. Here comes the 2-1. Runner's going to go. Prater has a good shot, and he gets him. Nice throw by Prater. That's going to be out number two. And Carlos Jorge caught dead at third base trying to steal, out by a mile. Nice job there behind home plate by Prater. So two outs now with a runner on second. That's Sal Stewart. Collier in the box, and he's going to walk on ball four. So Collier takes a free ride to first. Two outs now with runners on first and second. That's going to bring up the catcher for the Tortugas, Cade Hunter. Hunter from Meadowbrook, New Jersey, went to Virginia Tech, picked in the fifth round of the 2022 draft. Tortugas a part of the Cincinnati Reds organization. First pitch to Hunter upstairs, ball one. Serrano approaching 15 pitches already early on in this first inning as a 1-0 count to Cade Hunter. Here comes the 1-0. This one also outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Cade Hunter in the box. Sal Stewart on second. Cam Collier on first. Both got on base via walk. And Prater and Sanoa go out to the mound to talk to Serrano. Healthy pat on the butt there. Prater giving some words of wisdom to Serrano. Early on in the game, he's only 15 pitches in. He's a strikeout away from getting out of this inning. Count 2-0 to Hunter. Two outs, top of the first. Here comes the pitch. Upstairs, but Cade Hunter goes for it. Foul tips it. Count goes 2-1. Two-one count, two outs, two on. Here comes the pitch. And this one catches the outside corner of the plate. Count goes even, 2-2. Here comes the 2-2. And downstairs, count's going to go full. Full all the way. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Hammerheads trying to pick up their 22nd win of the season. Here comes the 3-2. Inside, Hunter takes first on a walk. So three walks in this inning by Serrano. Approaching his 20th pitch, 19 already in the books. And that's going to bring up Yerlin Confidant, batting 255, no home runs, three RBIs. And now Coach and Prater are going to go back out to the mound to talk more strategy with Serrano. So we'll see what gives today as the Hammerheads now three games back of the Cardinals. Tortugas is trying to keep the pace, trying to stay in the conversation. As Hammy is in the stands, good old Hammy, our favorite mascot, making his rounds around the Dean. There he is, my man Hammy. Here comes the first pitch to Confidant. Nice breaking ball there. Catches the outside corner of the plate. Confidant not happy with the call. Counts 0-1. Bases loaded. Hunter on first. Collier on second. Stewart on third. Another breaking ball just misses. Count goes even. 1-1. Almonte due up next. Two outs here. Top of the first. Here comes the 1-1. Inside, nice job by Prater getting a glove on it. 2-1 goes the count. Here comes the pitch to Confidant. Breaking ball just missed the inside corner there. Count goes to 3-1. Serrano in danger of walking a run in. We got some pitchers getting ready in the Hammerheads bullpen now. Here comes the 3-1. Bases loaded. And misses again. Walks in a run. That's another walk. So Confidant goes to first. Stewart comes home. 1-0, Tortugas. Walking in a run was not the way the Hammerheads wanted to start the game, to say the least. Ariel Almonte in the box now. Pops this one up all the way up in the air. Hammerheads are going to look to get out of this inning. And getting there, a nice catch by McCants for out number three. But you can tell the look of frustration on Serrano's face. He's not happy about that inning. Tortugas on top, 1-0. Hammerheads look to even the score. We'll be back for the bottom of the first inning. Happy Saturday! Walter Works with you live on MILB.com, the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, and we'll be back for the bottom of the first after this commercial break.
Michelle Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at RachelRanch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Bottom of the first, Ian Lewis leading things off for your Hammerheads. Trying to cut in to this 1-0 deficit. First pitch to Lewis, strike one. Mason Pelayo on the mound for the Tortugas. Pelayo from San Diego, California, went to Boston College, picked in the 12th round of last year's draft. Counts 1-1 to Lewis. And checks his swing, a breaking ball there at 75 miles per hour, ball two. And the next pitch called strike, count goes even. Lewis steps outside the box, readjusts his gloves, and play ball we go. Here comes the 2-2. Outside and away, count goes full. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to Lewis. Checks his swing. Did he go? No, he didn't, and Lewis takes first on a base on balls. So a lot of speed now on the bags with the electrifying Lewis on first. Jordan McCants up next. Here comes the first pitch to McCants. Lewis is going to go, and he's going to be out by a mile. Lewis is out trying to steal second, and what a throw by Cade Hunter. So Lewis caught stealing, first out of the inning there. Hammerheads trying to be aggressive early on. Down 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the 1-0 to McCants. That's going to be strike number one. Now with nobody on, Tortugas on top, 1-0. And making contact is McCants. It's trending foul, and it's going to go into the stands. Counts 1-2 to McCants. And making contact, deflecting off of the glove of Pelayo, and charging to get it. was the second baseman Jorge, but not in time. That should be a base hit for McCants. So it's going to be ruled a base hit with one out now. McCants on first. Sanoa up next. Sanoa batting third, the shortstop. 20 RBIs on the season for Javier Sanoa. Palillo staring down McCants at first. Here comes the pitch. Sanoa makes contact right to the third baseman. They're going to try to turn two, and they do. Turn two is what they do. The Tortugas getting out of the bottom of the first. Nice play there. Jorge Tepino completing the double play. Still 1-0 here. Tortugas on top. Top of the second inning coming up. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be back for the top of the second after this commercial break.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that
our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Awaiting the top of the second inning here. Tortugas on top, 1-0, leading the Hammerheads. Let's take a look at your out-of-town scoreboard. And see if any games got started. I know we were an earlier game today. But it looks like everybody else, first pitch is going to be around 6. Fort Myers at Lakeland. Palm Beach at St. Lucie. The Mets just can't get anything going. 8-29 on the season. Cardinals are 24-13. They're the ones in front right now in the Florida State League East. Everybody trying to catch up to the Hammerheads roommates at the Dean, the Palm Beach Cardinals. They're 24-13, 3 games in front of the Jupiter Hammerheads, 9 games in front of the Tortugas. And the St. Lucie Mets just losing a grip on this first half of the season. They've lost 9 in a row. 9 in a row. Just seems like a fib. Like something that just can't be true. Yasiel Pino leading things off for the Tortugas. 0-1 count to Yasiel. Serrano still on the mound. And count's going to go 1-1. A beautiful day for baseball. Saturday, late afternoon baseball. Pino making contact and trucking to get it is Sanoa, but he's going to have no play, and that's going to be a stand-up single. So Pino gets on first. Yan Contreras up next. Here comes the pitch to Contreras, and that's going to get away from Prater. So easily getting to second is Pino on the wild pitch. One nothing Daytona lead. Here comes the 1-0 to Contreras. Nobody out here, top of the second, inside ball two. Two-oh count. Here comes the pitch from Serrano. breaking ball. Looks like it's going to be called a strike. It is. Count goes 2-1. 77 miles per hour on the gun. Nice pitch by Serrano. 2-1 the count, top of the second. And this one almost gets away from Prater. Count goes to 3-1. Three and one pitch. Here we go. Contreras makes contact but pops it all the way up. Trying to track it down is the right fielder, but it bounces foul into the Cassidy cool zone. Roberts had no chance. Count full, 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. And that's going to be a base on balls. So Contreras goes to first. Top of the order due up now. Hector Rodriguez up next. Runners on first and second with nobody out. Rodriguez, big swing and a miss, strike one. ...0-1 count to Hector Rodriguez, batting 294, 6 home runs, 15 RBIs. This one is chipped over to the second baseman. There's not going to be a chance for a double play, but Rodriguez is retired on a ground ball. Nice job there by McCants, flicking it over to Sanoa.
Second baseman number 2, Carlos Porte.
Carlos Jorge up next. Makes contact, but foul. Runners on the corners, one out here, top of the second. Tortugas with a 1-0 lead. Jonel Serrano on the mound for the Hammerheads. Here comes pitch number 38. This one outside. Count goes even 1-1. Pino on third. Contreras on first. Jorge in the box. Serrano checking Contreras on first. Throw it over to Montgomery. Jorge with a nice average, 342, 3 home runs on the season, 13 RBIs. And he pops this one up, but it's going to go foul. And a lucky souvenir there for a fan. Or a souvenir for a lucky fan. I don't think the souvenir is lucky. But that's what happens here at the ballpark. You make all your baseball memories come true. Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside at the box office. Jorge, big swing and a miss. And that's Serrano's first strikeout of the afternoon. So 2 outs there. Jorge goes down swinging. Up now is Sal Stewart. Stewart walked his first time up. In that first inning where Serrano had 4 walks. Ouch. Already 40 pitches recorded, and we're only in the second inning. First pitch to Sal Stewart, strike one. Here comes the 0-1 to Stewart. breaking ball, misses the outside corner of the plate. That's going to be called a ball. 1-1 goes the count. And making contact to Stewart. Sanoa's right there, flicking it over to McCants. And that's three outs. Score stays 1-0 in favor of the Tortugas. The bottom of the second coming right up. We're going to do it after this commercial break. Walter Works live on MILB.com, the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
Why is the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off to school?
Bye, son. So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
And welcome back, everybody. Jorge Caballero leading things off for the Hammerheads in the bottom of the second. Mason Palillo on the mound for the Tortugas. And making contact is Caballero. That's going to be a routine play. Nice job there by the Tortugas defense. Contreras to Pino for out number one. And again, Brett Roberts hitting it there to the shortstop. So another nice play, Contreras to Pino. Two quick outs there, and Contreras had a hand in both of them. Chase Luttrell up next, the left fielder. Bottom of the second inning, Tortugas with an early 1-0 lead. And the first pitch outside, ball one. Luttrell from Bakersfield, California, the 22-year-old picked in the 13th round of the 2022 draft. Swings there, strike one. Count 2-1 to Chase Luttrell. And makes contact, but it goes foul. Count's going to go even. And the next pitch outside and away, ball three. Count goes full to Luttrell with two outs and nobody on here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the 3-2. Luttrell making contact there, so it's considered a foul. Staying alive. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Here comes the pitch. Outside and away. And Luttrell goes to first on a walk. Sam Prater up next. He's got Luttrell on first after the walk. First pitch to Prater outside. Pelillo still looking for his first strikeout of the game. Here comes the 1-0 to Prater. Prater makes contact, but it goes foul. Couldn't ask for a better Saturday afternoon for baseball. I got my iced coffee here in the booth. Nice view of the game. And enjoying it with you guys. Whether you're at the stadium or listening on MILB.com. The second to last game here of this series between the Tortugas and the Hammerheads. They played two yesterday. Hammerheads taking the first, Tortugas taking the second. This one is ripped right to left field into the mitt of Confidon for out number three. Top of the third inning coming. Walter Works live on MILB.com. Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
When you went car shopping, thing, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off to school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Top of the third inning here. Cam Collier in the box. Serrano still on the mound. What a Saturday delight we have in store for you today. The Tortugas trying to get their 16th win. Hammerheads trying to get their 22nd. Neck and neck right now with the Palm Beach Cardinals. Their roommates here at the Dean. Three games behind the first-place Palm Beach Cardinals. How about that? And the Palm Beach Cardinals are in St. Lucie all week long. They're wrapping up a weekend over there. They've beaten the Mets every game thus far. I mean, the St. Lucie Mets can't get anything going in this early first half of the season. They've lost 9 in a row. That's not so Mets-ish. So we'll see what happens today in poor St. Lucie. And if the Hammerheads can keep up with those Palm Beach Cardinals. Cam Collier up to bat next. Counts 3-1 to Cam. Here comes the pitch. And Cam Collier is going to go to first on the Base on Balls Express train. Are you ready for it? Choo, choo, choo. Over to first on a good eye is Cam Collier. Cade Hunter up next. And Serrano, that's been the story early on in the game for Serrano. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six walks he's given up. Nobody warming up yet in the Hammerheads bullpen. Top of the third inning now with Cade Hunter up. Collier on first. Here comes the 1-0. And he rips this one. That's going to be a base hit. Hunter goes to first. Collier goes to second. Nice piece of hitting by Cade Hunter. He gets on base again. Got on base his first time up with a walk. And now earns it with a base hit. Yerling Confidant up next. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Tortugas trying to add some run support. Trying to add some insurance. A cushion. Serrano approaching pitch number 51. Here it comes to Confidant. Rips this one just foul. Dun, 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 bum, 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 bum. Roger Dean, JeverlayStadium.com is where you can get the tickets. Or right outside at the box office. Don't forget, a wild night out. Saturday, May 27th, gates opening at 3 p.m., first pitch at 4. A night dedicated to all things wild with our friends from the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. I mean, there's nothing better than a bunch of fun and interesting animals and baseball. Isn't that like the perfect combination of just everything in life? Animals and baseball? Here comes the pitch to Confidant. That's going to be outside and away. Count goes to 1-2. Almonte Du up next. Pinot follows him. And you know we're going to probably see them with nobody out here. Top of the third. Runners on first and second. Here comes the 1-2 to Confidant. And Confidant makes contact. Hit almost in the same spot going foul. Confidant with four RBIs on the season. From Guerra, Dominican Republic, the 20-year-old, picked up in 2019 as a free agent. Here we go. Here comes the 1-2 to Confidant. And a big swing and a miss. He is out of there. So Confidant goes down on strikes. And that's Serrano's second strikeout of the afternoon. That's going to bring up Ariel Almonte. Almonte with two home runs, 16 RBIs on the season. Collier on second, Hunter on first. Count goes 1-0 to Almonte. One out. Top of the third. Here comes the pitch. And what a rip by Almonte. Cam Collier's easily going to come home. Hunter's going to round third. He's going to come home. That's an RBI double for Ariel Almonte. Won't you look at that. Almonte say what? That's a Tijuana Flats double queso. That's right, an RBI double. A two RBI double. Two come home. Nice piece of hitting there by Almonte. It's really what the Tortugas have expected from this young player, and he delivers. So Pinner up next. Yasiel Pinto batting 233. He makes contact there and gets past McCants at second. A throw's going to come home, not even close. And that's another run. The Tortugas now 4-0. That's going to be scored an error. So Almonte comes home Four runs now on four hits for the Tortugas. With just one out here. So Pinot on first, Contreras up next. This game getting away from Serrano and the Hammerheads. Serrano already approaching 60 pitches in just the third inning. I don't see anybody warming up just yet in the Hammerheads bullpen. Not a good look here early on for the Hammerheads. 1-0 the count. Here comes the 1-0. Downstairs, ball two. And the Hammerheads have had a pretty good start to the season if you factor everything. They're 21-16. Definitely in the conversation when you think about the Florida State League East. But the one thing I think about is consistency, right? If you're looking to see who's going to prevail later on in the season, consistency comes a long way. And right now, after a slow start, you're seeing the Cardinals get into a rhythm, start to find their consistency. And right now, that's been the difference between those two teams. The Cardinals having a good time in St. Lucie all week, winning every game so far. And the Hammerheads in a nail biter right now, and really they have been all week with the Tortugas. Here comes the 2-2, and what a hit by Contreras. Nice piece of hitting right in front of the left fielder. Luttrell getting to it, and we got runners on first and second. Ay, ay, ay. Pinot on second, Contreras on first, and now we have some action in the bullpen. We're going to have a meeting on the mound. Coach and Prater, the catcher, coming out to talk to Serrano. He's already at 63 pitches. And it's only the third inning. Allowing five hits, four runs earned. Ay, ay, ay. So coach going back into the dugout, the umpire Connor Crowell telling Prater he has to go back home, buddy. Prater getting back behind home plate. And we got a jam here, and I don't mean your favorite jelly jam, the one you eat with peanut butter. We got a situation here on the diamond. Runner on first, runner on second. Rodriguez in the box. One out, top of the third inning. Strike one to Rodriguez. Toronto getting his pitch. Here it comes, the 0-1. Making contact is Rodriguez, but it goes foul. Bum, 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 bum. Happy Saturday. It's Kids Club Saturday. Tortuga's trying to get win number 16, they're 15-22. The Hammerheads trying to get 22. Lucky 22, they're 21-16. And there's a breaking ball. Rodriguez making contact. Getting to it is Montgomery. And dropping it is Serrano on the mound. A run is going to come home yet again. Talk about heads-up baseball. Pinot crossing home. And now it's 5-0. Tortugas in front. 5-0. That was just uncalled for. Sloppy defense there. It's definitely going to be ruled the second error. Not the start the Hammerheads wanted, down 5 early on in this game. And Jorge up, drills it right to McCants, able to throw it to Sanoa. And amen, hallelujah. Thank goodness we're getting out of that third. Top of the third, that's all she wrote for it. But the Tortugas, the damage is done. Getting four across home. We'll see if the Hammerheads have any bite in them. Down 5. Bottom of the third coming up. Walter Works live on MILB.com. The Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls.
We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off to school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the show. Torin Montgomery leading things off for the Hammerheads. Tortugas on top, 5-0 on five hits. Big swing and a miss by Montgomery, strike one. Here comes the 1-1 to Montgomery. Ball two. Count 2-1 to Torin. Just misses the outside corner. Count goes 3-1. And here comes the 3-1 pitch. Upstairs and inside. Montgomery goes on to first on a base on balls. So that's some good news for the Hammerheads. Montgomery onto first, a free ride on the base on balls express train. Choo, 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 choo. All aboard. That's going to bring up Renny Hidalgo. Hidalgo batting for the first time. He has a 375 average, one home run, one RBI. Montgomery on first after the walk. Count 0-1 to Hidalgo. And making contact, but foul. Count goes 0-2. O-2 count to Hidalgo, nobody out, bottom of the third inning. Tortugas on top, 5-0. Big swing and a miss, and that's strike three. So Paleo getting a strikeout. That's his first strikeout of the afternoon. Lewis up next with one out, runner on first. Lewis from the Bahamas. A lot of eyes on Ian Lewis. Lewis got on base early on with a walk. Montgomery on first. This one outside and away, ball two. So Palillo with one strikeout on the evening, 35 pitches thus far. Here comes pitch number 36 upstairs. That's going to be another ball. 3-0 count to Lewis. Hammerhead's trying to create a threat here in the bottom of the third with Montgomery on first. Tortugas have a comfortable 5-0 lead. This one outside. So Lewis with a good eye doing whatever he has to do to get on base. And he gets on to first. That's right. Lewis taking a free ride on the Base on Balls Express train. Are you ready? Choo, choo, choo. All aboard the Base on Balls Express train. And because of that, we're going to have a meeting on the mound, the whole infield in. Going to be talking to Palillo. Trying to calm him down there. Keep your composure. And McCants is going to be up next. So Montgomery on second. Lewis on first. McCants in the box with one out. Palillo on the mound. Tortugas leading 5-0. Here comes the pitch to McCants. Breaking ball outside. Ball one. Here comes the 1-0 to McCants. And he makes contact. Nice grab there at second. And he is going to make the play. Nice grab there. Jorge to Contreras. So an out recorded. Two outs now. As that's going to bring up Javier Sanoa. So if Sanoa gets a hit, he's going to bring a run in. Those are his marching orders. Make something happen. Bring somebody home to mama. Please bring somebody home. Please, Sanoa. Tortuga's up 5-0 right now in the bottom of the third. First pitch to Sanoa. Ball one. Montgomery on third. Lewis on first. Runners on the corners. Two outs. Bottom of the third inning. Saturday late afternoon baseball. You gotta love it. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Javier Sanoa. And Sanoa making contact. That's going to be an RBI single. Montgomery is safe at home. Lewis slides into third. And that's the first run of the ball game for the Hammerheads. They're lurking. They're swimming. And they just took a bite out of those Tortugas. Now just down four. Tortugas 5. The Hammerheads 1. Bottom of the third inning. Here we go. Jorge Caballero up next. Runners on the corners. Lewis on third. Sanoa on first. Palillo on the mound. Here comes the pitch to Caballero. And he picked him off at first. What a play by Palillo. Throwing over to Pinot. And Sanoa is caught sleeping at first. Ay, ay, ay. A golden opportunity to add more runs, and they can't get it done. Poor base running there by Sanoa, and we don't see a lot of that from Javier at all. Usually, he's playing his A game on the defensive side. He does what he has to do on offense, and right there, he has his head down in frustration. The good news is the Hammerheads are showing some life. They're in the waters, looking healthier than ever. They just took a bite out of the Tortugas, and we're rocking and rolling. Top of the fourth inning coming up. Hammerheads bring home one. Tortugas on top, 5-1. Live on MILB.com. This is Walter Works, the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa Finn.
Welcome back, everybody. Top of the fourth inning, Tortuga's up 5-1. Sal Stewart up next, leading things off here for the Tortugas. New pitcher on the mound for your hometown Hammerheads, Manuel Medina, with a 4.05 ERA, 9 strikeouts and 6 innings of work. As Stewart pops this one up, but it's going to go foul. Tortugas came out aggressive early on in this game, putting up 1 in the first, 4 in the third. Next pitch to Stewart, strike 2, counts even 2-2. Medina from Venezuela, picked up as a free agent in 2019, and a nice piece of hitting by Sal Stewart. He gets up with a stand-up single. So Stewart on first base, nobody out here top of the fourth.
Designated hitter number 44, Cam Collier.
Cam Collier up next. He's been on base with a pair of walks so far in this game. First pitch to Collier, strike 1, catches the outside corner, 89 mile per hour fastball by Medina. So not the start that Serrano was looking for as the runner goes, and he is safe. Nice piece of hitting there, or running, I should say. Stewart easily getting to second on the stolen base attempt. Prater going to come out to the mound to talk some strategy with Medina. Here we go. 1-1 count to Collier. Breaking ball misses inside. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out. Stewart on second. Tortugas on top, 5-1. Nice pitch there by Medina, 90 miles per hour, catches the outside corner of the plate. Count goes even, 2-2. On deck is Hunter, followed by Confidant. And Almonte, if we get there. No outs. Top of the fourth. Collier makes contact there, but dribbled foul. Count remains even, 2-2. Medina just threw his 10th pitch in relief. No outs just yet. Nice crowd here at the ballpark. Here comes the 2-2. And makes contact. Trailing over in left field. And a nice grab over there in left by Luttrell. That's going to be out number one. So Collier is retired on a pop-up. Poppity, poppity, pop-up. So the catcher, Cade Hunter, up next. He's got Stewart hanging out at second. Here comes pitch number 12 from Medina in relief. Breaking ball, strike one. Nasty breaking ball at 72 miles per hour. Shows you the talent that Medina possesses. 0-1 the count with one out. Top of the fourth on this Kids Club Saturday here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. A matchup between the Tortugas and the Hammerheads. A double header split yesterday. Hammerheads taking game one. Tortugas taking game two. The count goes 0-2 to Hunter. And this one just misses away. Fastball at 90 miles per hour. Count goes 1-2. Here comes the 1-2. And he got him. What a strikeout there by Medina. 72 mile per hour. Filthy breaking ball. And Hunter goes down swinging or looking. Couldn't even swing at that. Didn't know what to swing at. It was changing directions all over the place. Confidant up next. Hammerheads one out away from getting to the bottom of the fourth. Another nice breaking ball there. Medina finding his stride from the toolbox. Nice mix of fastballs and breaking balls. Up in the count now against Confidant, 0-1. And this fastball misses outside. 1-1 goes the count. And this one outside and away. Count goes to 2-1. Confidant looking for his first hit of the afternoon. If it's hit good enough, he could potentially bring Stewart home. Here comes the 2-1. Right into the glove of Medina. Medina flicks it over to Montgomery. That's out number three. Tortuga is still on top, 5-1. Bottom of the fourth inning coming up. Walter Works live on MILB.com. on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by...
welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the fourth inning. Brett Roberts up next. He rips this one out in left field. Hits the wall. Nice piece of hitting by Roberts. That's going to be a double. Look at that. Caballero flew out to lead off the inning. And that's a Tijuana Flats double queso. Brett Roberts getting on with a two-bagger. Latrell up next. So Latrell with a golden opportunity to get the Hammerheads back in business. Back in the biz. Mason Palillo still on the mound. Here comes the 1-0 to Latrell. And this one inside. Count goes 2-0. So Roberts with a nice piece of hitting. He goes easily to second. A lot of speed when you think about Brett Roberts. Here comes the 2-0. And what a nice hit by Latrell. That's going to fall right in front of the left fielder. And Roberts is going to hold on third. Latrell easily gets to first on the base hit. And Confidant charged right to it. I mean, I think some damage was avoided there as Roberts held up at third. Hammerheads being aggressive here in the bottom of the fourth. Sam Prater up next. So Latrell getting on base again. First time with a walk. This time with a single. Sam Prater looking for his first hit of the afternoon. Runners on the corners. Roberts on third. Latrell on first. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. Hammerheads trying to take another bite out of these Tortugas. Daytona on top, 5-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Runners on the corners. Palillo on the mound. Prater in the box. Here comes the 0-1. That's going to be strike two. 85-mile-per-hour breaking ball by Palillo. Palillo looking over at first. Here comes the 0-2, upstairs and in, ball one. Nobody warming up in either bullpen. Tortugas holding on to a four-run lead, up 5-1. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Prater. He makes contact, scooping it up, not able to get a handle on it. But he does make the throw in time to first. So Prater is retired, but coming home is Roberts. And it's now a 5-2 ball game. Hammerheads slowly trying to get back into this game. Montgomery's up next. Latrell able to get on second. Tortugas 5, Hammerheads 2. And Montgomery hits this one over the head of the first baseman. Rounding third easily is Latrell. Montgomery stops at second. And he is safe. That's an RBI double by Torin Montgomery. Man, he's been on a tear lately. And won't you look at that. Another run coming across home for the Hammerheads. Cutting it to a two-run deficit. Tortugas 5, Hammerheads 3. Now the Tortugas are warming somebody up in the bullpen. And Renny Hidalgo up next with two outs, runner on second. What a turn of events. Montgomery ripping it, an RBI double. And the Tortugas hanging on to a 5-3 lead. So the meeting at the mound, all done with. Montgomery getting on with an RBI double. What a game unfolding here at the Dean. Another matchup between the Tortugas and the Hammerheads. Renny Hidalgo up in the box. First pitch there. It's going to be a swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 to Hidalgo. And just misses the outside corner. Two balls, one strike to Rennie. Rennie. Are you ready, Rennie? And the next pitch to Rennie, ball two. Sun's out. A lot of fun here at the stadium today. Make your baseball memories come true and catch the stars of tomorrow. You're at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside at the box office as Hidalgo takes first on a base on balls. It is a little breezy today. I'm having a challenging time here in the booth keeping my papers in line. I'll remember to bring my paperweight next time. And it looks like we're going to have a pitching change here, as that's going to be the end of the day for Palillo. He allowed 3 runs on 5 hits. And Tortuga is going to call for some relief. So Hidalgo walking on the base on balls. And we'll be back, folks, after this pitching change. Walter works with you live on MILB.com, the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Back Ian Lewis in the box. 2 outs here. Tortuga's hanging on to a 5-3 lead. Easton Sikorsky on the mound. He comes in for relief for the Tortugas. Sikorsky from Detroit, Michigan, went to Western Michigan, picked in the 17th round of the 2022 draft. Runners on first and second here, 0-2 the count to Lewis. Next pitch is outside to Ian. So Hidalgo walked. Montgomery had an RBI double. Lewis swings and misses, so Sikorsky does his job, getting the Tortugas out of the inning. And that's all she wrote for the bottom of the fourth, top of the fifth coming up. Hammerheads get two across home. What a fourth inning for them, showing some life, taking a bite out of the Tortugas. Tortugas on top, 5-3. Walter Works live on MILB.com, Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
Rachel Ranchoff is a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
Welcome back, everybody. Ariel Almonte leading things off for the Tortugas. Manuel Medina still on the mound for the Hammerheads. Tortugas on top, 5-3, a two-run lead heading into the fifth. Tortugas getting one in the first, four in the third. And the Hammerheads waking up lately. They got one in the third, two in the fourth. Here comes the 1-1 to Almonte. Rips this one right into the mitt of Montgomery. That's out number one. Up next is Yasiel Pino, who's been on base every time he's been up. First time with a base hit. The last time he reached on an error. Due up is Contreras, followed by Rodriguez. Pino rips this one towards the warning track, and it is out of here! A solo shot by Yasiel Pino, adding a run to their lead. It's now 6-3 Daytona. A monster shot of a home run over the wall there at the 355 mark. Latrell tried to reach over the wall for it, had no shot. And the Tortugas add another one, now leading by three. Wowzers! What a shot! What a hit by Pino! Contreras up next. One out here. Tortugas 6. Hammerheads 3. This one popped up, but it's going to be foul. And making contact, but foul. Count's going to go 1-2. 1-2 count, one out, top of the fifth. Big swing and a miss, and that's strike number three. That's going to bring up Hector Rodriguez. Contreras retired on strikes. Medina getting his second strikeout in relief. This one foul tipped by Rodriguez. Count's going to go, or I'm sorry, a wild pitch. Count's 1-0. And a big swing and a miss. Strike one. Count goes 1-1. And strikes him out. So Rodriguez goes down swinging. That's the third strikeout of the evening by Medina. And we're heading towards the bottom of the fifth inning. Tortugas able to get one across home on that solo shot by Pinot, now leading 6-3. We'll be back for the bottom of the fifth inning. We're going to do it after this commercial break.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Jordan McCants leading things off for the Hammerheads, and he is safe on a hustle play. Not enough there in the tank. Jorge getting the nice glove on the ball, but on the turnaround, couldn't get it to Pinho in time. So McCants on. That's going to be ruled a hit. Start of the bottom of the fifth, Tortugas on top, 6-3. Nobody out. Here comes the pitch to Sanoa. This one gets away from Hunter. And McCants is going to go on to second. So the Hammerheads trying to make something happen midway through the game. You know they can. Trying to get their 22nd win of the season. Down just three. So Noah going to try to bring another run home. McCants on second. Sikorsky on the mound for the Tortugas. Here comes the 1-1. Sanoa making contact. Should be a routine ground out, and it is for out number one. Nice job there, Contreras to Pinot. That's going to bring up Jorge Caballero. With McCants on third, one out here. Bottom of the fifth, Sikorsky on the mound, and Caballero makes contact. And charging to get it is the left fielder Confidon. And McCants, respecting the arm of Confidon, holding there at third. So that's two outs. McCants anxious at third. We'll see if Brett Roberts can bring him home. Hammerhead's trying to cut into this three-run deficit. Down 6-3. The Tortugas on top here. Bottom of the fifth. And this one upstairs and in. Ball one to Brett Roberts. And the next pitch there, called a strike, counts 1-1. And a nice piece of contact there by Roberts. That's going to bring McCants home. A stand-up single for Brett Roberts. An RBI single for Brett Roberts, and the Hammerheads taking another bite out of the Tortugas. That's their fourth run of the ball game. Tortugas now just on top, 6-4. Hammerheads chipping away, swimming around, lurking, taking another bite there out of Daytona. And that's the second pickoff attempt at first that's successful. Unbelievable defense by the Tortugas. Sikorsky with the biggest smile on his face. Can you believe it? Holy moly. And that's out number three. The second runner that the Tortugas have picked off. Unbelievable. Lousy base running by the Hammerheads. And that might end up biting them in the end. Regardless, the Tortugas are up 6-4, up 2. Top of the sixth inning coming right up. Walter works with you live on MILB.com, the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be right back. And welcome back, everybody. Yeah, top of the sixth inning. Sal Stewart up in the box right now with one out. Counts 3-0 to Stewart. And he's walked on four straight balls. So Stewart easily getting on first. And up next is the designated hitter, Cam Collier. Beautiful late Saturday afternoon at the ballpark. Manuel Medina still on the mound for the Hammerheads. He's approaching his 38th pitch. And the count goes 2-0 to Cam Collier. Sal Stewart on first. Collier in the box. One out here in the top of the sixth. And a nice outside fastball catching the corner of the plate. Count goes 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 from Medina. Checks his swing. Collier does. He goes around. It's going to be challenged. So a 2-2 count here to Cam Collier. Tortugas hanging on to a two-run lead up 6-4. Both teams with seven hits apiece. And this one outside, ball three, count goes full. Here comes the 3-2, just misses outside, and Cam Collier goes to first on a base on balls. So Stewart walked, Collier walked. Not a good start to the inning for Medina. Top of the sixth inning, Tortugas 6, Hammerheads 4. Here comes the pitch to Cade Hunter. First pitch inside, catches the inside corner of the plate, strike one. Here comes the 0-1 to Hunter. Catches the outside corner again. Quick 0-2 count to Hunter with one out here. Top of the sixth. And this one just misses outside. A double steal attempt successful, so Stewart moves to third. Collier moves to second. Count goes 1-2 to Hunter. Here comes pitch number 46 in relief for Medina to Hunter. Outside, nice job by Prater getting in front of it. Seven hits apiece for both teams. Halfway through the game here, top of the sixth inning. Here comes the 2-2. And a nice piece of hitting there. They're going to throw home a bad throw by Montgomery. Stewart comes home easily. There's going to be absolutely no out. And the Tortugas bring another one home, now up 7-4. So that's going to be ruled an error. Third error of the game for the Hammerheads. Up now 3. Confidant up next. Runners on the corners. Hunter on first. Collier on third. Here comes the first pitch to Confidant. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Here comes the 0-1 to Confidant. Nice breaking ball. 71 miles per hour on the radar gun. Strike two. O-2 to count. Medina changing his mind on the pitch, throwing over to first instead. And the pickoff has been one of the plays of the day for the Tortugas, picking off two Hammerheads while at first. Not one, but two. Here comes the 0-2. Confidant swings and misses. Or did he get a piece of it? Looks like he got a piece of it, so it's going to stay 0-2. O-2 count, top of the sixth, here we go. And making contact there. Oh my goodness, what a debacle. It was hit over to Medina. He threw it over to second to try to get an easy out. And it looks like it was overthrown. He never got the foot on the bag, so I'm guessing nobody's out there. And another run comes home. Ay, ay, ay. So the Tortugas up 8-4 now on the Hammerheads' fourth error. Ouch. Hunter on third, Confidant on second. Almonte up next with just one out. Tortugas trying to cement their 16th win of the season in the history books. Hammerheads trying to get win number 22. And this breaking ball catches the outside corner of the plate. Strike two to Almonte. Has it been easy for Medina? Trying to get out of this sixth inning. Almonte makes contact. Lewis trying to track it down over by the Hammerheads dugout, but it goes foul. Count remains 0-2 to Ariel Almonte. With one out here in the top of the sixth, Tortuga's able to get two so far. Just one out here. Runners on second and third. Next pitch up and away, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Medina. This one in the dirt. Nice job by Prater getting in front of it. Five errors on the day. So that was the Hammerheads' fifth error. I think they counted that as two errors because Medina got the ball, and it was just a bad throw to second and another bad throw to first. a mess in the Hammerheads infield today. And if you think, if you erase those five errors, maybe it's a slimmer margin than the four-run lead that the Tortugas have right now. And he checks the swing, Almonte. Did he go? Yes, he did. So Medina retires Almonte on strikes. A much-needed out number two here in the top of the sixth with Yasiel Pinoe up next. Prater and Coach are coming out to the mound. Looks like we might have a pitching change. And we are going to have a pitching change. So we'll be back, folks, top of the sixth inning. After this pitching change, the Hammerheads going to call in some relief. And I'm not talking Pepto-Bismol. I'm talking about trying to stay in this game. Tortugas hanging on to an 8-4 lead. They were able to get two more across home in this sixth inning. We'll be back. Yasiel Pinoe's up next. He had the solo shot his last time up. We'll see what happens next. Right back, Walter Works, Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
To buy your home, you became a house-hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here we go, folks. Juan Reynoso on the mound for the Hammerheads. Coming into the game with a 9.35 ERA. Lots of talent, though. 21 strikeouts and 17 innings of work. He's going to try to keep the Hammerheads in this game. Tortugas 8, Hammerheads 4. Here we go. Pinoe in the box. He had a home run his last time up. Here comes the 1-0. This one called strike. Count goes 1-1. Runners on second and third. And this fastball catches all of the plate there, 94 miles per hour. That's strike two. And a big swing and a miss. Pinoe goes down. Nice job by Reynoso coming in and retiring Pinoe. And we are headed towards the bottom of the sixth inning. Tortugas 8, Hammerheads 4. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
Rachel Ranch Chalk is a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working farm. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at RachelRanch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
And welcome back, everybody. Chase Luttrell leading things off here for the Hammerheads. Bottom of the sixth inning. Tortuga's on top, 8-4. Counts 3-0 to the Luttrell. And this one's outside. Actually, a late call of a strike there. I guess the ump had some second thoughts. Home plate umpire Connor Crowell. Counts 3-1. Next one is right down the middle of the plate. Foul tipped. And now we got a full count. Here comes the 3-2. Luttrell makes contact over to the first baseman. Routine play by Pinot, stepping on the bag, out number one. Sam Prater up next. So Luttrell retired, Prater trying to keep the Hammerheads alive. A lot of baseball to be played, just the bottom of the sixth. Hammerheads, though, are down by four. Easton Sikorsky still on the mound for the Daytona Tortugas. Sikorsky from Detroit, Michigan, went to Western Michigan, picked in the 17th round of the 2022 draft. Here comes the 1-1 to Prater. He rips this one, but right into the mitt of Carlos Jorge. That's out number two. That's going to bring up Torin Montgomery. Nobody on, but the last time he was up, he had an RBI double. Montgomery is a talented prospect that the Hammerheads cherish here from Kirkland, Washington, the 22-year-old, picked in the 14th round in the 2022 draft. 6'3", 240, a lot of power in Montgomery, makes contact there, trying to barehand it is the third baseman, and easily getting to first is Montgomery. Stewart was trying to barehand it there at third and completely missed, just whiffed it. And with two out, Montgomery gets on to first. That's going to bring up Renny Hidalgo. That's going to be ruled a hit, so that's the eighth hit of the game for the Hammerheads. And this one outside and away, ball one to Hidalgo. A 2-0 count to Renny Hidalgo. Montgomery on first. Tortuga's on top, 8-4 here in the bottom of the sixth. Big swing and a miss, strike one. And here comes the 2-1. This one outside, count goes 3-1. We'll be wrapping up this series tomorrow, first pitch at 12 p.m. No fans in the stands, but you can catch the game live on MILB.com on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Hidalgo pops this one up all the way up. Who's going to track it down? Looks like the second baseman is, and that's an easy catch by Contreras for out number three. Tortugas 8, Hammerheads 4. Top of the seventh inning coming up. Walter Works on MILB.com, the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Top of the seventh inning. Yan Contreras leading things off for the Tortugas. Juan Reynoso on the mound for the Hammerheads. Hammerheads trying to get back in this game, trying to pick up their 22nd win of the season. Trying to stay on pace with the first place Palm Beach Cardinals in the Florida State League East. Won't you look at that? The roommates having a rivalry here, neck and neck in the standings. Counts 0-2 to Contreras. Counts 1-1 to Contreras. That was overturned. And he rips this one over to third. Easily picked up by Lewis. Nice throw there to Montgomery, out number one. Hector Rodriguez up next, looking for his first hit of the afternoon. Carlos Jorge due up next. First pitch to Rodriguez outside, ball one. Here comes the 1-0 to Hector Rodriguez. Outside, ball two. And Rodriguez making contact there. Count goes 2-1. So a 2-1 count, Reynoso on the mound. Here it comes, outside and away. Count goes 3-1. Here comes the 3-1. Big swing and a miss. Count goes full. Well, on the scoreboard, it shows a 3-1 count. And a nice piece of hitting by Rodriguez, trying to track it down in left field, and he does. Nice grab by Luttrell. Out number two. So Rodriguez still without a hit. Carlos Jorge up next. Jorge has one hit, 333 average, three home runs, 13 RBIs. Strike one. Jorge makes contact there, but it goes foul. Here comes the 0-2 to Jorge. Reynoso on the mound, outside, ball one. Here comes the pitch. And a big swing and a miss. That's strike number three, and that's out number three. Heading towards the bottom of the seventh inning, Tortugas on top, 8-4, and it's time for a much-needed stretch. Stand up, let the arms out, kick the legs, have some peanuts, and let's enjoy the music. Welcome back. Bottom of the seventh, Ian Lewis leading things off. New pitcher on the mound for the Tortugas, Jacob Heatherly on the mound. Heatherly with a 5 ERA, 18 strikeouts in 9 innings. He brings the heat on the mound. That's called a strike count, goes 2-1 to Lewis. Heatherly from Coleman, Alabama, picked in the third round, of the 2017 draft. Counts 3-1 to Lewis. And that's called a strike. Lewis was about to take first, thought it was low. But the umpire thinks otherwise. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, here comes the pitch. And Lewis, nice piece of hitting there, right to the shortstop. Should be a routine play, and it is. Easily picked up by Contreras, then throw to Pinot, out number one. So one out here, Jordan McCants up next. He takes strike one. And the next pitch, foul tipped. Count goes 0-2. McCants with two hits in the game, looking for hit number three. Here comes the 0-2. And this one gets him. Strike three. McCants is retired on a punch out. So with two outs in the bottom of the seventh, Javier Sanoa is up next with nobody on. He's batting 264 with 21 RBIs. He had an RBI single early in the game. Here comes the first pitch to Sanoa. Upstairs, ball one. Here comes the 1-0. This one catches the outside corner of the plate. Strike one. Count goes 1-1. And here comes the pitch to Sanoa, ball two. Got a nice crowd today in the Cassidy Cool Zone. CassidyAC.com. That's right, John C. Cassidy, for all your air conditioning needs. Much needed down here in South Florida. I'm pretty comfortable in the booth. Of course, all of our air conditioning done by Mr. Cassidy and Company. Check them out, CassidyAC.com. Here comes the 2-2. This one downstairs, that's ball three, so a full count to Sanoa. Sanoa from Venezuela, picked up as a free agent in 2019. Trying to get another run on the board for the Hammerheads. Here comes the full count. This one fouled away. Count stays 3-2. Perfect day for the Kids Club. Every Saturday, it's Kids Club Saturday. We got a bouncy house, a lot of activities for the kids. And after the game, the boys and girls run the bases. Make all your baseball memories come true. RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com for all your tickets. Or just visit our box office right outside the stadium. So Caballero's up next. Sanoa gets to first. On a base on balls. Here comes the first pitch to Caballero. The speedy Sanoa. You know he's going to do everything he can to get some extra bags. I'm predicting a steal attempt. I'm going to do my Miss Cleo, my Houdini, my Nostradamus, and predict what's going to happen next. I don't know if Houdini ever predicted anything, but you know, it sounds good. There goes Hammy. Remember last time I saw Hammy, he was wearing some golden pants. He's got the regular attire today. Seems like a normal, happy Hammerhead Shark to me. Counts 1-2 to Caballero with two outs, bottom of the seventh. Tortuga's hanging on to a four-run lead, up 8-4. Here comes the 1-2. This one called a ball. Count goes even. Two-two count with two outs. This one upstairs, count goes full. So Caballero trying to get on any way he can. Three balls, two strikes. He's got Sanoa on first. And Sanoa was going to go, but Caballero is walked. So we got runners on first and second. There's two outs. We're in the bottom of the seventh. And Hunter is going to have a conversation with Heatherly on the mound. Nobody warming up in the Tortugas bullpen. We got some action in the Hammerheads bullpen. Coach having some words with Heatherly. Just making sure he understands the task at hand. Just get one more out, my man. Brett Roberts up next. He's been on base a couple of times, had a double before. Roberts from Atlanta, Georgia, the 22-year-old, picked in the 16th round of the 2022 draft. Here comes the first pitch to Roberts. This one low and outside, ball one. And this one also inside, two balls, no strikes. Three balls, no strikes to Roberts. Sanoa on second, Caballero on first. Roberts in the box. This is strike one. Don't forget to join us, folks, for a wild night out Saturday, May 27. Gates opening at 3 p.m. First pitch at 4 p.m. The Tampa Tarpons and the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's a night dedicated to all things wild with our friends from the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. Can you ask for a better combination? Fun animals and baseball. And Roberts goes down swinging and threat averted there as the Tortugas get out of the seventh inning. 8-4 lead, Daytona on top. Top of the eighth inning coming up next. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
Time for the Emoji Challenge, presented by Sign a Wrong Way.
And welcome back, everybody. Top of the eighth inning. Tortugas on top, 8-4. Looking to get their 16th win of the season. How about that? Henry Valencio on the mound, the new pitcher for your Hammerheads. First pitch to Sal Stewart. Ball one. Valencio from the Dominican Republic, the 23-year-old righty, picked in the 2016 as a free agent. Sal Stewart fouls this one away. One the count to Sal Stewart. And makes contact, but it goes foul. The rest of the games just getting underway in the Florida State League East. We'll check in about an inning or two. We'll let them start doing their thing out there. A game I'm going to want to keep tabs on are the Cardinals and the Mets. I mean, are the Mets going to win a game anytime soon? Cardinals have won every game in that series. Mets losing, what, 8 or 9 in a row? Ay, ay, ay. 8-29 in this first half of the season so far. Yeah, the Mets have lost 9 in a row. Ouch. Full count to Sal Stewart. Nobody on. Nobody out. Here comes the 3-2 from Valencio. And making contact, but foul. Count's going to remain full. Three balls, two strikes to Sal Stewart. He's been on base a lot today, whether it be a walk or a hit. And this one is blooped out in right field. Nice piece of hitting by Sal Stewart. Getting in front of it is Brett Roberts. But that's going to be a stand-up single to start the top of the eighth inning. Cam Collier up next. He's in that cleanup spot. He's been on base a bunch of times today, but through walks. Looking for a hit now. Trying to add some insurance to this 8-4 lead. Making contact there, but it dribbles foul. And the Tortugas have just shown a lot of fight in them. Especially in game 2 of yesterday's doubleheader. And then today, 8 runs on 8 hits. And perfect defense. You couldn't ask for any better defense. No errors compared to the Hammerheads. 5 errors. And this one's in the dirt. That's going to be called a ball. One count to Collier. Here comes the 1-1. Big swing and a miss, strike 2. Valencio trying to get the first out of this inning. Much needed for the Hammerheads. Down 4. Top of the 8th. Collier in the box. Sal Stewart on first. Here comes the 2-1 to Collier. And this one outside. Count goes 3-1. Here comes the 3-1 pitch to Cam Collier. Valencio on the mound. And this one in the dirt. That's going to be called a ball. Guess the scoreboard was wrong there. Counts 3-1. Nice crowd here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Saturday late afternoon baseball. Just about wrapping up this series between the Tortugas and the Hammerheads. There we go. Counts 3-2. And Valencio throwing at first, trying to keep the runner honest, and just getting back in time is Sal Stewart. Tortugas 8, Hammerheads 4. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. And what a nice piece of hitting by Cam Collier. Just fair down the third base line, and that's going to be a double. Nice piece of hitting by Cam Collier getting on base. He's on second. He hit that perfectly down the third base line. Lewis, who has a lot of speed, had no chance to get to it. And look at the Tortugas now threatening with runners on second and third. Nobody out. Top of the eighth inning, up 8-4. The Tortugas are Tortugan, if that's a thing. Hunter up next, big swing and a miss. Oh, 1 the count to Hunter. Here comes the pitch. This one outside, count goes 1-1. Stewart on third, Collier on second. Hunter in the box, nobody out here, top of the eighth. Tortugas trying to add to their 8-4 lead. Valencio on the mound. Pitch clock ticking. 10, 9, 8. Here comes the pitch. Hunter making contact, but it goes foul. Count goes 1-2 to Cade Hunter. Runners on second and third, nobody out. Tortugas threatening. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. And Hunter is retired on the strikeout. A much needed out number one. Trying to build some confidence to get out of this inning. Tortugas with 9 hits, 8 runs, no errors. They've been perfect on defense. Yerlin Confidon up next. And this one inside the Confidon, ball 1. Stewart on third, Collier on second. 1 out here. Confidon in the box. Due up next is Almonte. He's 1-4. And if they get there, Pinot is up after Almonte. Here comes the 1-0 to Confidon. Big swing and a miss, strike 1. Quick meeting at the mound. Prater coming out to talk to Valencio. A little long of a meeting here as Prater gets back. Words of wisdom from the catcher. You got to love it. A lot of leadership behind home plate when you think of Prater. 1 out, runners on second and third. Here comes the 1-1 to Confidon. This one outside, ball 2. Two-one count, 1 out, top of the eighth. Tortugas 8, Hammerheads 4. And this one is dribbled, but dribbled foul. Almonte up next, he's on deck. Action in both bullpens. Tortugas hanging on to this 4-run lead. Top of the eighth inning. Here comes the pitch to Confidon. Inside. Nice grab by Prater, not letting it get away from him. Preventing a wild pitch. Count goes full. 3 balls, two strikes. Nice crowd here today at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Beautiful weather. Little bit of a breeze. Nothing that would make an impact in the game. Here comes the 3-2. Confidant makes contact. And they're not going to throw home. So that's going to be out number two. But it's now a 9-4 lead. Tortugas adding on to this grip that they have on these Sharks. Ariel Almonte up next. Collier on third. Counts 1-0 to Almonte. This one outside, 2-0 goes the count. Here comes the 2-0. And this one in the dirt, count goes 3-0. Valencia already with 26 pitches in relief. Here comes the 3-0. And this one is going to be ball number four. It's been that type of game for the Hammerheads. They just can't get anything going. And when they do, they just let up in the following inning. We might have a pitching change here. Coach coming out to the mound, Prater following him. We'll see what happens. Let's see if we got any news from your out-of-town scoreboard. All the games getting going now. And so far, we got the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. They're at the Lakeland Flying Tigers. They're up 2-1. That's Fort Myers, that game in the bottom of the second. And every game pretty much getting started. We'll have an update on all those games, at least everything going on in the Florida State League. As far as this game's concerned, 9-4, the Tortugas lead, two outs, top of the eighth. Yasiel Pino in the box. Almonte on first, Collier on third. Counts 1-0 to Pino. He had a home run early on in the game. And making contact is Pino. Sanoa calling it. Nice grab by Sanoa. And that's going to be out number three. We are rocking and rolling to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tortugas, though, add another one. They bring another run across home. They lead 9-4. We'll see if the Hammerheads have any more bite in them. Trying to take a bite out of these Tortugas. They're running out of chances, though. Bottom of the eighth coming up. Walter Works live on MILB.com. The Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
Because the players get dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off from school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the eighth inning. Hammerheads trying to make the best out of this game. Currently down. Down by five. Chase Luttrell leading things off here in the bottom of the eighth. Counts 1-2 to Luttrell. New pitcher on the mound for the Tortugas, Zach Maxwell. He's got a 3.60 ERA, 23 strikeouts in 15 innings. All the talent in the world when you think about Maxwell. So a new slate here, a new inning for the Hammerheads. Luttrell making contact, popped all the way up. That's going to go in the stands. A souvenir for a lucky fan out here. Make your baseball memories come true. RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com. Get your tickets or right outside at the box office. Wrapping up the series today and tomorrow. First pitch tomorrow, 12 p.m. I'll be on the call. MILB.com, the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Luttrell pops this one up. That's going to be an easy out number one. Rodriguez getting to it. Sam Prater up next. Tortugas 9, Hammerheads 4. Opportunities are running out for the Hammerheads. And Prater makes contact, but it goes foul. Count goes 1-2. Counts 1-1 to Prater. Zach Maxwell, 6'6", 275, the righty, from Nashville, Tennessee. Picked in the sixth round of the 2022 draft. Prater makes contact there. Outfielders charging. It gets past Rodriguez. Prater rounding first. And that's a double. A Tijuana Flats double queso. How do you like that? I want my chips with queso, a double queso. That's exactly what the Hammerheads needed here in the bottom of the eighth. They got to get something going. You got to give me something. And nice job there. Montgomery up next. Prater on second. And the first pitch to Montgomery, ball one. So Prater gets to second base on a double, a Tijuana Flats double queso double. I can't leave that out. And the Hammerheads, they're lurking, they're swimming, trying to take a bite. Are they going to? We only got a couple innings here left to find out. Counts 0-2 to Montgomery. He's had a couple hits today. He had a RBI double early on. Here comes the 0-2. Montgomery makes contact. In the stands it goes. That's a foul ball. Hammerheads trying to pick up their 22nd win of the season. Trying to stay in that Florida State League East conversation with the Palm Beach Cardinals. And this breaking ball just misses. It's going to be challenged there. And he's out of there. So that call is overturned. Montgomery caught looking. And that's strike number three. So big time Zach Maxwell with his 24th strikeout of the season and just 15 innings of work. Oof. Somebody get a fire extinguisher. That boy is hot. Renny Hidalgo up next with two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. Runner on second for the Hammerheads. Here comes the 0-1 to Hidalgo. Pitch clock ticking. 5-4-3. And that's a foul ball. Count remains 0-2 to Renny Hidalgo. Due up next, if we get there, is Ian Lewis, who's still looking for his first hit of the game. Two outs, bottom of the eighth. Here comes the 0-2. Nice piece of hitting there by Hidalgo, right to the second baseman. That's a routine play, and that's out number three. Hidalgo retires on a ground ball. And we are heading towards the top of the ninth inning. That's right, Saturday late afternoon baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. That's right, the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're
fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. That's right. Top of the ninth inning here. Tortugas on top 9-4 here on this Saturday afternoon baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, wrapping up the series between these two teams here today and tomorrow. Yuri Montero on the mound now for the Hammerheads. Montero from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, the 21-year-old righty. Picked up as a free agent in 2019. Counts 1-2 to Yan Contreras. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Outside and away, count goes even, 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 to Contreras. And he makes contact. Center fielder charging should be an easy play there, and it is. Easily getting to it is Caballero. Caballero getting out number one here in the top of the ninth. Hector Rodriguez is up next. Here comes the first pitch to Hector. Outside fastball, 93 miles per hour, ball one. And the next pitch catches the plate there. Count goes even, 1-1. Tortuga's trying to get their 16th win of the season. We'll see what happens. Here comes the 1-1. And right over the head of Sanoa. That's going to be a stand-up single here in the top of the ninth. So Rodriguez getting on. First time he gets on base today. Carlos Jorge up next. Jorge's been on base one time this game. He had a base hit his first time up. One out here, Tortuga's 9, Hammerhead's 4. Stewart on deck, he's 2-for-3. And making contact is Jorge. Charging to get it is Luttrell with his hat coming off in the wind. Makes out number 2 there. So Jorge's retired on a pop-up. Sal Stewart's up next. Two outs now, runner on first. Sal Stewart in the box, Collier on deck. Here comes the pitch, this one outside, ball 1. A beautiful day for baseball. Has it been so beautiful for the Hammerheads? They have 5 errors in this game. Ouch. Counts even, 1-1 to Stewart. 2 outs here in the top of the ninth. Here comes the 1-1. And it's a breaking ball. That's going to be foul. Counts 1-2 to Stewart. Yuri Montero trying to keep the Hammerheads within reach. They're going to need a miracle on the ninth. Here comes the 1-2 to Sal Stewart. And making contact, dribbling it there. Prater able to get a bare hand on it. Nice throw and grab. Montgomery scooping it up. And that's 3 outs. Tortuga's on top, 9-4. Bottom of the ninth inning coming up. The Hammerheads are lurking. The Hammerheads are swimming. Is there any chance they can take a big bite out of these Tortugas? We're going to find out. Bottom of the ninth inning coming up. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. That's right. It's the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're
fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. Last chance opportunity for the Hammerheads. That's right. Bottom of the ninth inning. Tortugas on top. 9-4. Ian Lewis leading things off. Top of the order here for the Hammerheads. Big time Zach Maxwell on the mound for the Tortugas. Trying to send Daytona home. Well, not home. They're sticking around. We got one more game tomorrow. But they will go to sleep happy knowing they picked up their 16th win. This one's popped up all the way up. And right there to get it for out number one is Almonte. Jordan McCants up next. Final game of the series tomorrow. Catch the call, MILB.com, Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. First pitch at 12 p.m. Eastern. 1-0's the count to McCants. Is there anything left in the tank for Jupiter? Here comes the 1-0. McCants make contact, but foul. Here comes the pitch. Catches the outside corner of the plate. And that's a strike. Nice pitch at 97 miles per hour. Zach Maxwell bringing the heat. Here comes the 1-2. And making contact and staying alive is McCants. Counts 1-2, one out, bottom of the ninth. Maxwell on the mound, McCants in the box. McCants makes contact, gets past the first baseman, Pinot, and rounding first, getting to second is McCants. He's on with a double. And Pinot tried to do everything. Looks like he might have gotten lost in the sun. Even his glasses came off. So McCants on second. Nice piece of hitting by McCants. That's going to bring up Javier Sanoa. This is the heart of the Hammerheads lineup. If anything is going to happen, this is the best opportunity in the order. First pitch to Sanoa upstairs, ball one. Daytona has been cruising all game long. One run in the first, four in the third, one in the fifth, two in the sixth, one in the eighth. Nine runs on 10 hits. Story of the game, though, because the Hammerheads also have 10 hits, have been costly errors on defense. The Hammerheads have five errors. They deserve a pow-pow. Not so good there. Mama's not too happy about that. Here comes the next pitch to Sanoa. That one called a strike. Count goes 1-2 to Sanoa. One out here, bottom of the ninth, runner on second. That runner is McCants after the double. Tortugas trying to get their 16th win. Hammerheads trying to get win number 22. Here comes the pitch. This one all the way inside. 97 mile per hour heater. Count goes 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, and Sanoa makes contact. That's an easy play. Right there is Jorge to Pinot, and that's two outs. So we're down to one more out. Big time Zach Maxwell on the mound for the Tortugas. He's going to face Jorge Caballero. Caballero hasn't had a lot of luck today on offense. First pitch to him, 95 mile per hour fastball upstairs, ball one. McCants goes to third. Caballero has 20 RBIs this season. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss, strike one. Maxwell winding up. Here it comes. And this one is ball two, 98 mile per hour fastball. What an arm on the mound when you talk Maxwell. Here comes the 2-1 to Caballero. Big swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. One more strike, and that's all she wrote. Maxwell knows the task at hand. Caballero in the box. Here comes the 2-2. Upstairs, ball three. Count goes full. Good eye there by Caballero. Full count all across the scoreboard. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Here comes the 3-2. Big swing and a miss. And big time, Zach Maxwell gets the final strikeout. The final out. That's all she wrote. A 9-4 victory for the Daytona Tortugas. Now improving to 16-22 on the season. The Hammerheads falling to 21-17. Final game of the series tomorrow. First pitch at 12 p.m. Eastern. No fans in the stands, but join me live on MILB.com. That's right, the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. And what a game wrapping up this Saturday edition of baseball. That's right, Saturday afternoon baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Don't forget, folks, fans in the stands, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside at the box office. So that's it. The Tortugas, 9 runs on 10 hits. Over the Hammerheads, 4 runs on 10 hits, but the story of the game were the costly errors on defense, 5 errors for the Hammerheads. 9-4, the Tortugas come out on top. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Saturday! That's right, Walter works with you on the call, live on MILB.com, the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. That's it, I'm out of here. Adios, amigos!